Micah chapter 7. Woe is me! Because I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desires the first ripe fruit. The good man has perished out of the earth, and there is no one upright among men, they all lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net. That they may do evil with both hands earnestly, the prince asks, and the judge asks for a bribe. And the great man, he speaks his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them is a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge, the day of your watchman and your visitation comes, now their perplexity shall be. Do not trust in a friend, do not put confidence in a guide, keep the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. Because the son dishonors the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look to the Lord Jehovah, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me. Do not rejoice against me, O my enemy, when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord Jehovah will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord Jehovah because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my cause, and executes judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I will see his righteousness. Then she who is my enemy will see it, and shame will cover her who said to me, Where is the Lord Jehovah, your God? My eyes will see her. Now she will be trodden down as the mire, mud, of the streets. In the day that your walls are to be built, in that day the decree will be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to you from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Nevertheless the land shall be desolate because of those who live in it, because of the fruit of their deeds. Feed your people with your rod, the flock of your heritage, who live alone in the woods, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. According to the days of your coming out of the land of Egypt I will show to him marvelous things. The nations will see and be confounded at all their might, they will lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears will be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a snake, they will move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They will be afraid of the Lord Jehovah, our God, and will fear because of you. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin, and passes by the sin of the remnant of his heritage? He does not keep his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our sins. And you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. You will perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which you have sworn to our forefathers from the days of old.